begin our story at the Sugar and Spice Cookie Shop, a lovely little bakery shop that had many, many cookies to sell, but not enough customers. One day, Mr. Baker said to his helper, Miss Taker, "We need more people to buy our cookies. What can we do?" He thought for a while. I have an idea," he said. "Let's make a giant gingerbread man cookie. We'll put it in the shop window. People will say, 'Wow, look at that!' And then they'll come in and buy our cookies." "Sweet idea," Miss Taker said. The bakers fetched their biggest bowl and began to make the dough for the special gingerbread man cookie. But uh-oh, a big uh-oh. Miss Taker made a terrible mistake. Instead of putting a tablespoon of ginger in the mixing bowl, she put in a half cup of ginger. Way too much spicy ginger. But did she tell Mr. Baker? Nope. She just hoped that it would be okay. After all, a person with the name of Miss Taker might surely make mistakes. The gingerbread man dough went into the oven, and the bakers waited. A very strong smell of ginger filled the room. Ding! Baking time was over. The bakers opened the oven door, and then, oh my goodness, you won't believe this. That giant gingerbread man cookie jumped right off the cookie sheet and onto the floor. Was this a strange dream? No, it wasn't a dream. Gingerbread Man stood right in front of Mr. Baker and Miss Taker. He put his hands on his hips and said, "Ta-da! Glad to meet you. I'm the amazing Gingy, the Gingerbread Man." Gingy, the gingerbread man, stretched, wiggled, jumped, and danced. People would not believe this. Before the bakers could run and find a camera, Gingy had already run out of the shop and down the road. My goodness, right in the middle of the road jumped a unicorn, a unique unicorn, a unicorn with a musical horn. Gingy was full of spice and didn't want to stop.
"Cookie coming through, step out of the way. I'm full of spice, no time to stay. Gonna see what's up, gonna run and play. So move aside, that's what I say."
The unicorn did not move. He introduced himself.
"I'm a unicorn with a musical horn, and I'll play music for you. Like a saxophone, na na, big trombone, na na, clarinet, da da, trumpet, wah wah.
Gingy said, "Unicorn, I don't have time for your music. I'm off to see the world." Hearing this, the unicorn blasted out, "Wait!"
Gingerbread man, we heard what you said. Better watch out, there's a fox up ahead. He loves cookies and in a big gulp, he'll chewy chew chew and gobble you up.
And indeed he was right. There was a hungry fox watching and hiding, waiting to eat Gingy. Gingy didn't care a crumb. He was off to see the world singing his song. Another, oh my goodness! Right in the middle of the road stepped two cockatoos singing the blues. They were two very unhappy birds because nobody ever stopped to admire their beautiful cockatoo head feathers. Gingy didn't have time for cockatoos singing the blues. He was full of spice and didn't want to stop.
Cookie coming through. Step out of the way. I'm full of spice. No time to stay. Gonna see what's up. Gonna run and play. So move aside. That's what I say.
The cockatoos knew of the fox and warned him.
Gingerbread man, we heard what you said. Better watch out, there's a fox up ahead. He loves cookies and in a big gulp, he'll chewy chew chew and gobble you up.
Yep, that hungry fox was watching and hiding, waiting to eat Gingy. Gingy didn't care a crumb. He was off to see the world singing his song. There was yet another block in Gingy's path. Right in the middle of the road danced three bumblebees with bebop and knees.
Thank you.
Gingy didn't have time for a song and dance. He rudely told the bees to buzz off.
Cookie coming through. Step out of the way. I'm full of spice. No time to stay. Gonna see what's up. Gonna run and play. So move aside. That's what I say.
Even though the bees wanted to give that not-so-nice Gingy a sting on his candy nose, they warned him of the fox.
Gingerbread man, we heard what you said. Better watch out, there's a fox up ahead. He loves cookies and in a big gulp, he'll chewy-chew-chew and gobble you up.
The warning was important. The fox was even closer, watching and hiding, waiting to eat Gingy. But Gingy was not concerned. He continued on his way, singing along. Then, right in the middle of the road, leaped the cookie-loving fox. Of course, Gingy didn't know it was a fox and rudely asked him to move.
Cookie coming through. Step out of the way. I'm full of spice. No time to stay. Gonna see what's up. Gonna run and play. So move aside. That's what I say.
The fox said, "Sure, I'll move. But first, you're going to be my snack." He grabbed Gingy. Oh, no! But just when the fox opened his mouth for his first cookie nibble, he smelled a mighty smell of ginger. His nose became tickly and itchy. He sniffled and snuffled and spiffled and stuffled. He took a deep breath and sneezed. A whopperoo, tornado-y, too much ginger in the nose sneeze.
It was more than a breeze. It was more than a breeze. 'Twas the strongest, the longest, most powerful sea. Achoo!
That windy 60-mile-an-hour sneeze blew Gingy back down the road. Past the bumblebees with bebop and knees. Past the cockatoos singing the blues. Past the unicorn with the musical horn. And right back into the sugar and spice cookie shop. Amazing! Phew! Gingy was so glad to be safe and back in the shop where he began. He had seen enough of the world and enough of fox teeth. The bakers put him in the shop window where he happily danced, sang, and waved to people who passed by. Many people came into the cookie shop to buy cookies. Happy bakers, happy Gingy, happy cookie buyers. Of course, nobody was allowed to buy Gingy. He was a special, spicy, very, very gingerbread man. And there is no sneezing at that.